from SLB Radio in Pittsburgh, Youth Express, the nation's first 24/7 radio station devoted to youth writing, music, and conversation.
I don't know why some people look down on people who either give up on college or never go in the first place.
There are people that just hate you because of your race or ethnicity, but we are definitely making progress.
She's hungry for everything, the life within, trying to find her way around again. Looking and searching is what she's doing.
So I followed my brother down to the riverbank, and we donned our skates. While Lev hurried, I tarried. While Lev trudged through the slush, I caught a flake on my tongue.
My parents are from Bhutan. They migrated to Nepal, and I born there, and I moved here in the US. So it's a long journey to get here.
On today's episode, original music and a discussion about starting high school. But first, high school students from the greater Pittsburgh area discuss gender equality issues in the workforce and in school.
So what I feel about women's rights is I know they've improved a lot from a long time ago, but they're still not completely the same as men's. I know I had to do a project in history last year about the difference in the pay in Pennsylvania between men and women, and there was just a big gap. There are like a few states, and Pennsylvania was one of the major ones.
You know, probably there are people that could state this a little more eloquently than I will, but there have been a lot of people that have kind of looked at the gender wage gap, and the way we currently talk about it is we just take the average salary of men and women, and on average it's true that women have a lower salary, usually about 77 cents for a dollar that a man would make, but that's kind of not taking into account, like, for example, you know, differences in positions or education or the number of kids or whatever. So they found the gender wage gap is a lot smaller than we think it is, but it definitely still exists.
People will be like, oh, a dollar or 75 cents isn't that big of a deal. But over a month, that adds up. And over a year, it ends up being way more significant.
The way I feel about women's rights, it has grown, like you've said.
Yeah.
But like, even though they say they make laws for women and men to be equal, they're never truly equal because at the end of the day, they're still humans. There are still people who believe that they are the higher rank because of their sex and race and all of that.
I remember reading in history about how in the past there's been like this advocation for an equal rights amendment to the Constitution, you know, something that guarantees you can't be discriminated based on race, based on gender, anything like that. I don't know if that would fit under the wage gap or not, but I'm pretty sure if there is a sign of discrimination, you can't, especially if it's for the same job, you can't discriminate their salary based on that. So I feel like that would be a good thing to pass, especially in this day and age when there's that much like controversy over what it constitutes as equal and unequal.
I feel like if we were to pass that, then it would kind of equalize some of the inequalities and then make a bigger, better idea of our future. Because if we're talking about a future, then we still have to make these changes in our future for it to be including all of us as a democracy and including what we want. And so I feel like for that to move forward, we also have to include the people's rights. Each of our human beings, you know, people that you might not know, people you do know, but in general, people. And then there's genders that are being, like, segregated. And it's just we all live together, so we should all live equally as one. You know what I mean?
I know for some of us are closer to voting age than others, but I feel like obviously the biggest solution is to be voting for those people that advocate for women's rights, equal rights for all. Of course, there are some candidates where you'd be like, oh, I agree with them on some issues but disagree with them on others. I feel like it would have to be a matter of prioritizing the issues and figuring out what should we vote based on. Should it be women's rights? Should it be just discrimination in general? Should it be something else entirely? I think part of that is voter education, you know, learning the candidates, what they support, what they don't. If we're more mindful about who we're voting for, it could be the start of changes being made.
With young women, you're told you have to act a certain way for not certain things to happen to you. I should not be scared to walk down the street because some man's behind me. No, they should not come and approach me into a negative way. I should not be taught to walk down the street a certain way or to not make eye contact with somebody. That they should not have been eye contact with me to begin with. So girls are raised to be more cautious because young men are not raised to act cautious or in the right mind.
Some people dress different. So, like, men won't approach them or men won't come up to them and talk to them. As a young woman these days, we shouldn't have to worry about anything like that because men shouldn't be coming up to young girls, approaching them, talking to them in any type of way. You shouldn't even be really looking in the same direction, to be honest, if you don't know that person.
For example, I go to an all-girls school, so I'm not that much integrated into it. There are like a bunch of people that are my school that are afraid to go to the boys' school like by themselves. They have to go with a group of people, and I feel like that shouldn't be right. Like, I feel like they should feel like perfectly fine just walking there by themselves and not having to go with a huge group of friends.
At my school, I was walking down the hall today, and there's this kid who it's been like a rumor flying around that he hits girls' butts. And today I saw him walking down the hall and I think he hit 3 girls. And he usually has a crush on these girls, but no one likes him.
Is anybody calling him out on this?
People have called him out, but he doesn't care.
Okay, so with that, I think your question is how can men contribute to this? Raising future people into the way they should act. Obviously, you shouldn't be hitting girls on their butts because you have a crush on them. That's not how you approach somebody. No matter your age. A lot of parents want to say, oh, he's just young, he's just learning. But most girls know by that age, you shouldn't touch somebody like that.
People are blowing it off as, oh, his parents never taught him that because he's 1 of 9, I think.
There's also adults, there's teachers.
Yeah, so people are just blowing it off as, oh, his parents didn't teach him that, he'll figure it out.
At that age, though, it's common sense. Like, they shouldn't need to teach him that at that point. Has anyone officially reported him on that?
I have no idea, honestly.
People need to start talking up on that. Tell, like, the principal or something. If you see, you should tell them.
We actually had a similar problem last year at my school, and the person ended up getting suspended for a while. It lasted for, like, a really long time, but eventually people ended up talking to the principal about it, and the person got in really big trouble and didn't get accepted into the school they wanted to because of it.
Now, the Crunk Movement with an original song, Break It Down. This is from their live 2019 performance at the Andy Warhol Museum's Youth Invasion.
All right, I need y'all over here to get as loud as them over here, because they're definitely killing y'all.
Come on, let's make some noise.
All right, set.
Make some noise. Whoever's the loudest gets a big shout out. Left side, make some noise.
Yeah.
I'm gonna break it down for y'all one time.
Break it down, break it down. Break it down, break it down. Break it down, break it down. Yeah, break it down, break it down. 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 Break it down, break it down.
Mama, call my phone. Boy, you better be the greatest. Fighting all my demons, that's like Neo in the Matrix. Why they always hating when I walk in angry faces? I need pennies, I need friends, sick and tired, sick of waiting. I need my way, give it time, wait. They gon' know the lyrics, watch I kill them with the vibe, yeah. Watch I heal the blind, just to see me in my prime. Feel like Kobe in the clutch, watch I make it every time. Yeah, I make it every time, whoa. They gon' hit my line, whoa. Django, why you doing to him? Please don't please be kind, yeah. I need me a dime, wait. That's that 1 plus 9, wait. Yeah, wait, yeah, that's not what was nice. Say, say, hey,
break it down, break it down, huh? Break it down, break it down, break it down, break it down,
break it down, break it down, break it down, break it down, break it down, break it down,
Malik,
boy, don't play okay. School criminals back again to rap again. Anybody running with me, I keep writing these demons, they haunt me. Other words, I'm actresses. Step to this lie, this wasn't really just adding it. There's a lot going on in my mind, what you wanna find? My deep thought secrets, yeah, I'm an evil genius. I'm antagonist. Anybody wanna battle this? It's your first time in a battlefield, you trashing it. I'm laughing it, you must be serious. Why the kid wanna deal with this? Get a kid and I'm the go, well, I'm parenting. It's a little bit of arrogance. Why you coming out the guy? Yeah, man, for the flow, what's happening? Good against evil, I'm balancing. Told you why I'm trying to kill the kid and rock the side star ranch, but I was making a toast. I never seen a parking lot. See, you wanna treat you with a car to God. Yeah, up there.
Break it down, break it down. Break it down, break it down. Break it down, break it down. Break it down, break it down.
Break it down, break it down.
Break it down,
break it down.
Break it down,
break it down.
Break it down,
break it down.
Break it down,
break it down.
Break it down,
break it down. Break it down, break it down. Break it down, break it down.
three points like I'm Kobe. Remotely, drugs control me. See stones when I'm rolling.
What?
Higher dose, no prescription. Xanax, new addition. I'm so vindictive. I'm so vindictive.
Yeah.
I'm hip-hop's heavy metal, but I'm not the devil. I'm trying to get better. If we talking drugs, then I know several.
What?
Xanax, codeine, Vitagen, actually sat. Oxycon, codeine, Vitagen, actually sat. Oh.
Break it down, break it down,
huh?
Break it down, break it down,
yeah.
Break it down, break it down,
whoa.
Break it down, break it down,
whoa.
Break it down, break it down,
hey.
Break it down, break it down,
yeah.
Break it down, break it down,
yeah.
Break it down, break it down.
Sipping on mezcal, like it's my mess. There's too many voices in my head. Keeping myself sane is taking sweat. But I tell myself it's worth it for the bread.
Yo.
Just gotta make sure I'm on the right path. Said I got a lot of wants, I gotta fight that. And I got a lot of demons in my head now. Yo, I'm just trying to pop them, put them somewhere else. Yo, no. You got too much negative energy. You trying to take me down, offending me. Illegally kill your identity. Unfortunate for you like lemony. I don't know what's got up in me. Gotta be sending more hatred. Happily taste it. Wasted like Jason and Facey. You're never gonna make it. Probably chips on me. I don't play drinking. I don't play games like a jigsaw. Got it all down like a skateboard, huh? We supposed to be it like a jigsaw. You ain't really in the fan, you an in-law, huh? All about the moment, yeah. You know I'm in a prime. They put me in a mic and they send you on the crib. Welcome to the crib. Jumping down the door, say you turn it up.
Break it down, break it down. 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 Break it down, break it down.
Yeah,
break it down, break it down. Break it down, break it down.
Whoa,
break it down, break it down. Break it down, break it down.
What?
Break it down, break it down.
What?
Break it down, break it down. 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 Break it down, break it down.
Woo!
Kind of hot. Hold up. Give me 1 second. It's a little hot.
Got a lot of layers on. My bad.
On our last segment, Sharissa and Eden of Manchester Academic Charter School and Nikoye of Urban Pathways Charter School talk about their hopes and fears of starting high school.
Okay, so now we're going to be talking about the transition into high school. So I think the transition into high school is going to be very, like, difficult and different because I feel like I want to go to a boarding school. So if I go to boarding school, I'm not going to know anyone. And I just think it's going to be, like, very different and I'm not going to, like, fit in or I'm not going to be, like, social. What do you guys think?
For my high school, I want to go to Penn Hills High School. So, like, I mean, like, I know people there, but then, like, I don't at the same time. So, like, I'm kind of scared to get in there. And then, like, you know, because a lot of people nowadays, they judge you before they even get to know you. So, like, I'm scared that might happen and then, like, something's going to be bigger. It's a big school, so I hope I don't, like, be in a mix with everybody else. So, yeah.
I didn't really have to transition because I'm in a high school where there's a middle school to it. So I come from the eighth grade where I'm already friends with people, so I know everybody when I get to high school. So I didn't really have to make a whole bunch of new friends. I had to make friends with the people I didn't know that were in my class that school year, though.
Did you think that was, like, hard for you to do or, like, you never done that before?
No, I didn't think it was hard, but being around new people, it's like, I don't know how to act yet around that person because I'm not familiar with them or how they act around me.
Yeah, I can understand that because, like, you always have to watch, like, the way you act around certain people because they might be shady or, like, they're just on some weird stuff. But I think that what I want to do in high school is I want to have a job and go to school just to make a little bit of money on the side, like, where I don't have to ask my mom for money because I don't, like, asking her for stuff sometimes. But I want to get a job this summer so she can see that I can be independent and I can be steady on my own. So, like, when I want to go to boarding school, she could just be like, okay, I trust you. Like, you're independent. I don't really have to worry, for real. So I want to have a job when I'm in high school so I can still, like, have money in school and it don't take too long for her to send money. And it's just, like, a whole nother thing. The clubs I want to be in, is like, I'm wanting to play basketball or I'm going to cheerlead. what do you guys want to do for clubs? Or Nokoye, what clubs are you in?
Well, I'm in Student Voice Committee, which is basically student council, where I get to voice my opinions on how the school is going or new rules, what I don't like and what I do like about what's going on in school.
And then what clubs do you want to be in?
Well, when I get to high school, since, like, I'm an athlete, I want to play basketball. Like, if I go on with basketball, then, like, anything that I want to do after college is, like, going to cancel out because of basketball.
Another thing I want to focus on in high school is pursuing my dreams when I want to grow up. So I want to be a counselor or a youth advocate or a social worker. So working with kids, I'm going to want to volunteer in anything they have to do with kids, like the big sister programs and stuff that they have. If there's still YMAP, I'll come back to YMAP and volunteer. Also, this is a question for Nicole. If you're in high school and the classes are hard, what are the options to do to get help for classes?
You can study more. You could go see your teacher after class. Or at the end of the day, like how my teachers are, we have to wait until the end of the school day to go get help from them. So if you're falling behind, what I like about my school is that we have a independent class for it's called Pathways. We have a teacher, and then our teacher, he has an assigned group, and we have that assigned group until we graduate. So he helps us get back on task if we start to fall behind and get our missing assignments. And then he goes through it weekly, so every Monday we go through this thing where he checks our grades, he sees our missing assignments, and he tells us to get them.
So you go to Urban Pathways?
Yes.
Eden, what school do you want to go to?
I want to go to Penn Hills High School.
Why?
Because it's close to where I live.
Did you want any other options other than Penn Hills?
I was going to go to, City High, but then I was I don't, that's way too far. I would have to catch just a bus, but, I would have to wake up way earlier than I do for Penn Hills, way earlier, so I can get dressed because I'm not a morning person.
But the high school I want to go to is Linden Hall. It's a boarding school. But if I don't go there, I'm going to go to City High because City High is very educational. But if I don't want to go to City High, if I get accepted to Linden, because Linden is a new opportunity that I don't think anyone in my class has to, go to. And I just want to, be different and be independent and be on my own. And also, I don't want to be in a mix. City High is very in a mix, and it's everybody's
on some stuff.
But City High kids get into a lot of colleges, to put it like that.
Yeah, because my cousin went there, and she got in, I forget what school it was, but she got into this good college just because she went to City High.
Yeah, my cousin went to City High for her whole high school years, and she got into HBCU. I want to go to HBCU. Yeah, so I think that high school will be a good opportunity because high school is very, more mature than middle school. You're just getting out of middle school. So I think in my 10th grade year that I'll be more mature.
I feel like high school is basically the same as middle school. With high school, I felt because in middle school, I can miss an assignment or I can miss a day, and it really wouldn't affect my grade. But, in high school, you miss a day and you just, you're behind. You lost, 50 points off a single day.
If I lose 50 points, I'm not going to want to miss any days, ever in my life, because unless it's excused. Because with City High, they're very strict. You have to dress business casual. That's one thing I do like about City High. I like their dress code.
All right. Well, City High, do you guys go to, a dress down school already?
No. We have, we have uniforms, but it's not business casual. It's just, burgundy, white, black, gray.
Oh, yeah, I like that about high school because, I go to a school where I have to do business casual, too. And I because, we're not a dress-down school, but we get to, express ourselves through, patterned shirts and, different colors or whatever we want to wear, as long as it has a collar on it. And then City High, would you be ready to, have to go to school during the summer?
I would like going to school in the summer because my birthday's never in school, and I want my birthday to be in school. So I think I would like to be in school during the summer because you get to keep your bus pass. Other schools, I don't think they do that. If I go to City High, I'll be more prepared because I see my brother, my aunt, my cousin, and my sisters doing it now, so I can, understand more.
Well, high school, it is more mature than middle school, kind of, but, like, you're still transitioning from middle school, so you have to, like, learn how to grow up a little bit as you go, because if you still have, like, that little kid mindset as you were in middle school, you're going to be feeling like you should want to get kicked out more stuff. Like, in high school, you understand class more so you don't miss anything, because you could get a test, and that could really make your grade fall if you do bad on that.
But I kind of think Max is like that now, like with our math class.
Mm-hmm.
With our math class, like our teacher is like preparing us for high school more than any teacher. Well, not more than any teacher, because our ELA teacher is like that too. But she's doing it more than anybody else. Our test can have 20 questions on it, or 10 questions, and she'll make the test 50 points. So if we like miss one question on our test, like our whole grade could just come all the way down.
But high school, it's like, well, like middle school, like we're trying to find ourselves too at the same time. And in high school, like the beginning of high school, you're still trying to find who you are as a person, because now you're like, you're growing up and you got to like really think about the stuff that's really going to come and come in life as you're going.
After I'm done with high school, or like in the middle of high school, that I'm going to want to like go on like college tours or whatever. So I'm going to want to explore, and I'm going to want my high school to have this type of program where I can do that. In high school, I want to be in, like, what he said, like, a social justice group, because I like to voice my opinion a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So if I go to a high school where my voice is not heard and the students' opinions don't matter, then I'm not going to want to be there. But if it is, I'm going to want to stay. I'm going to want to stay after school. I'm going to want to do all these type of programs.
But, some yeah. like, even if your voice is not heard, you could always find a way to get your voice to be heard in high school, because a lot of kids, their voice ain't heard, but they always end up finding a way and being very successful.
I don't want to have to, like, fight for my voice to hurt. Because if I have to fight for my voice to be heard, that means that the admissions and all the, like, teachers or whatever don't care about your opinion. And if they already don't care, like, some teachers might and some teachers might not, but that's going to be regardless. But if their principals and, like, the school is fighting against you to, like, for your voice not to be heard, then I'm not going to want to go there, because that's all negative energy. Yeah, I think that I'm mature for my age, because, like, I could turn my matureness off and I could turn it on. And I know, like, when to be mature, and I know when not, like, I can act like a kid and I can act like myself. Well, not myself, because I'm mature either way, so, you know. But I could know, like, when to turn it on and off. Like, you have to be mature in some places, and, like, you can't always just be acting up and acting wild. Like, that's what parties and stuff is for. So I think some kids in my class, in my grade level, need to, like, know how to do that and get those type of tools. Because if they don't, high school's going to be a rude awakening for them. Eden, do you think you're mature?
I'm mature. I feel like sometimes I can be immature. Like, sometimes I can be. My mom always tells me that if I quit acting like this, then I can be something. But, like, if I act like it, it's only because I end up seeing somebody else do it, and then I thought it was cool, and then I just started doing it. But, like, I'm not sure to say that I'm a follower, because I'm really not. I'm my own person, and I'm going good my way, for real. So, like, I'm very mature for my age. For me to be 14 years old, I'm mature, because a lot of 14-year-olds now are not mature.
So do you think in high school that, like, immature sad, like where you follow other people is going to come out because there's too many people?
I'm going to keep my circle small. I'm not going to be like, oh yeah, I'm in this big crowd. No, I'm going to be by myself and like focus on what I'm there for. Like, I'm not there. I'm not going to high school to have friends. I'm going to high school to get my education, leave out, be what I want to be, and be successful in life. So
yeah, I think that I'm going to like keep my friends small, like everybody like 5 feet away, because I want to be something in life. The mix is not cool for real. If you're in the mix, that's not, I don't think that's cute. And I think that everybody should be focused on like getting an education. Like, not saying that you can't have fun, but you need to know when it's time to have fun and when it's time to get serious and do your work. Because if you're not doing your work and you're just joking off and like being nonchalant about your work, then you're going to fail and you're not going to be nothing in life and you're going to be unsuccessful.
Thanks for tuning in to this week's episode of Youth Express. Youth Express is made possible with support from the Henry L. Hillman Foundation, the Pittsburgh Penguins Foundation, and the 33 Foundation, and was produced by SLB Radio Productions. Learn more at youthexpress.org.